My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I love football. I don't love the business of football. Like I said, like, I don't want to be the villain. I don't want to be the bad guy, but it's like, shoot, bro. Like, help me out. We got the most cap in the league right now, bro. Like, what the? And then with that, like, they don't even get the money. So what the hell are y'all doing with it? Like, y'all literally just not using it. Those guys have a tough decision. It's hard for them. It's hard to know who to give the money to, when to give the money to, where, how much. There's a lot of stuff that go along with that. But I wrote out my own contract and sent it to them. They just ain't responding.
Think they better than me. I'm like, nah. Fighting demons in my head like I'm Itadori. Born what I make and wouldn't have a story. Cowboy hat with a chap.
That's Matthew Judon, who currently does not appear happy with his situation with the New England Patriots.
No.
And in fact, there was a bit of a verbal kerfuffle yesterday between he and Gerard Mayo, and apparently he and Elliot Wolf. And then later on, Gerard Mayo went and loudly said to the fans that they ought to harass Elliot Wolf, the man who is the general manager of the New England Patriots, I guess, and harass Matt Groh over his the new deal that he would like. So I don't know what happens with him. We've discussed it at length this morning.
I think you got to trade him, right? If you're Mayo, this is like a major.
Mayo was a player.
Yep.
Understands. We talked about this earlier. Understands what guys go through trying to get money. So maybe he's more understanding than.
But now he's on the other side.
Yeah, you have a rookie quarterback. This is such a distraction from everything that you're supposed to be figuring out on the field right now. Like, for me, if you're Gerard Mayo, and I would hate to see Matt Judon go because I'm a big Matt Judon fan, and I don't blame him for anything that's going on right now, but you got to say goodbye.
Yeah, this is Paulie from Denver. What is up with the? How does that phone get on there? Paulie, you there?
Jackson crushing.
Well, it's a
leaf
bad
blowers.
Phone. It's a bad phone. Maybe he's on Outer Limits, SV43, doing 197 nautical knots. I have no idea. But this is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
First off, every professional player, they should never ask the fans about money, because your bonus is more than what most people make in a year.
Yeah.
And then second, I remember Parcells once saying he would never allow a player to shoot himself out of town. He made that clear to every player.
Yeah, well, it was very different when Parcells was here, Mike. I mean, the NFL's blown up in terms of the power dynamic has shifted dramatically since Parcells was in.
And I think it's got to be a very, like, a difficult line for Mayo to walk because, you know, he was a player, but he's no longer on that side no more. And I don't know, like, if guys view him that way no more. Do they say, oh, you now are the man. You know what I mean? You work for the man. You no longer are in the trenches with us. So I wonder how this is why it's going to be critical in the decision that he makes and moving forward.
And I think when it's Bill, you don't expect him to side with you. But when it's a former player, you're like, man, you've changed.
Right.
You've changed. And who knows what he said to players last year when he wasn't the head coach or the years past.
Right.
Where he was maybe more understanding or took their side more. But to make that jump to head coach with these guys, I think you would rather... You would rather be in a situation like that with somebody who you never expect to side with you than be so surprised by somebody who's actually changed.
You know, Courtney, that's a really good point that because he was a position coach and he's been with Judon.
Yeah.
And so he's probably, and I've had coaches like that before where like, listen, you know, it's not my decision. You clearly know what the others are thinking. You know, I still understand what you're going through as a former player and, you know, me trying to coach. And you kind of feel like, okay, I could trust this guy because, you know, he understands where I'm coming from. Now this guy becomes the head coach. And now the decisions that are made, you look at it like, oh, he has more power, more say.
But there's no way Judon looks at Jerod Mayo and says he's the one deciding whether or not I'm getting $20 million.
No, but he's probably might be feeling like, okay.
Why aren't you being more supportive?
Yes, his voice is much bigger than when he was just a position coach.
I agree, but everybody sees what the direction of the organization. We all talk about how it hasn't changed after Bill because it was clearly the Crafts. So I don't think Jerod Mayo, it would be a lot to ask for Jerod Mayo to change the Crafts line of thinking. Don't you think?
Well, I understand that point, but if you're Jerod Mayo and you're Matthew Judon, you're looking at Mayo like, okay, and the Courtney just brought it up, you should be like really pounding your fist on the table to try to get this deal done because...
Well, you said earlier that you're okay with the tactics that he is using because it's the only way that a guy playing in the NFL can get his money.
Yeah, sometimes you have to resort to dirty fights.
Why isn't Matthew Judon's issue with the NFL Players Union? I mean, they're the ones who agreed to this.
Yeah, I think that the owners have really taken advantage of the Players Union in that they needed to get, is it 70% of the vote? And what they did in the last CBA is they did a negotiation an hour before the expiration of the CBA, and they bumped up the lowest paid players by 20 to 40%. So you got the rank and file members voting to ratify the CBA so that they would get more money, and you really penalize the top earners by maintaining the franchise tag and by making these stupid rules about having to be at practice so that you wouldn't be able to have the pays rescinded once the deal was done.
Wait a minute. Is that my guy Sean O'Brien standing behind you over there?
It is. He really should take over the NFLPA as well.
I'm so glad that he came. Yeah, I'm so glad he came by to say hello. One of my come in here for a minute. If there's anybody who could fix the NFL Players Union, it would be the president of the Teamsters.
All right.
Hold that. You got to come in here. Come in here and get on the microphone. Come right over here. I think if anybody, hi, buddy, my longtime friend. He's only here in Boston for not that often because you're always working down in Washington, D.C. Am I correct about that?
Correct. Plus, I try and avoid you.
You're trying to avoid me. I'm glad you stopped by this morning, but I need to ask you. Could you fix the NFL Players Union? Could you get a better deal for NFL players like Matthew Judon?
Well, you got to leverage your strength, and you know there's a lot of players out there, and you know yourself. I mean, you got the higher paid first and second round draft picks that are getting the big bonuses that never have to worry about their pensions, right? And then you've got the people that play 5 or 6 years, and you know they're debilitated. I mean, people have to fight for pensions. These guys need retirement. They need health care. And it's, listen, they need guarantees. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably the only sport that doesn't have guaranteed contracts. Yep. So, look, we'd gladly represent the
NFL. Now, listen, more important issue. Wiggy's not coaching in Brockton anymore because he wasn't in the union. He got run out of town. Can you fix that?
Well, listen,
can the Teamsters fix that for Wiggy?
He's just got to pay his dues, man. He'll be all set. right?
All right.
So it's like I always tell people, right? When they say about right to work states, we have to cover them under collective bargaining agreement. And I was testifying one time, I think, in front of the Mass State legislature, and I said, people, you need to join a union. They're like, yeah, we have no problem with that. I said, you know, right to work. They're like, what does that mean? Because we're pretty fortunate being from here. I said, it's like AAA. If I'm driving home from work at night and I get a flat tire and I'm not a member of AAA, and I call them, should they come out and fix my tire? They said, no, you're not a member. I go, just made my point.
I get it.
Now, what about Curtis? Curtis has done duty on the back of a trash truck. Curtis, do you happen to have that video?
I have been looking for it, but I was so busy talking to Sean because he's so fascinating. I was unable to find it in the brief time.
He
is
a fascinating guy.
You've set the bar very low, my friend.
You, by the way, you spoke in front of the Republican National Convention.
Yes.
I think the first Teamsters president ever to do that.
In 121 years, yes, sir.
What was that experience like?
I mean, it was fascinating. We asked both the Republican and Democratic National Conventions to have a voice at both of them, and the Republicans responded. I'm a lifelong Democrat, as you know. You and I have had a lot of discussion about
this. We've had a lot of arguments about
that. But, you know, disagreements.
Yeah.
But I usually pick up the bill.
Don't you?
And that makes everything good, right?
But pick up the bill.
But the reality of it is, look,
you guys are
but
friends.
Wait a second. Isn't that what this country needs? You and I are near lifelong friends,
and
we happen to differ from time
to
time politically, and we're still best friends.
Yeah, here's a problem. It's like this partisanship is not working. And right now, it's like there's a lot of people in America, especially the working class, that need help on both. You know, we need both sides to help. And right now, it's so toxic. If you have a difference of opinions, people want to end friendships.
Mm. Yeah,
and that's not the way it should be. That's not what America's about. We're the best country in the world. You're supposed to have freedom of whatever you express, whatever you believe in. With no retribution or retaliation. Right now, it's awful. It's awful on both sides.
Greg, can we get Sean a little bit closer to the mic? Sorry about that.
Of course.
Thank you.
We all talk about this on this show all the time because we all don't agree politically or we're all over the map when it comes to that.
Right.
So to end friendships or family members, divorce now, for people that maybe are on opposite sides of the fence, it's a sad state that we're in.
Well, it's funny you mention that because I was thinking this morning in the gym, you know, if marriage was just based on difference of opinions, it'd be 100% divorce rate.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be able to work it out. The one thing that, you know, because you brought up the players union, and I always was a part of it and asked questions, you know, when it was Gene Upshaw.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The biggest issue that we ran into, and I don't know if it's probably the same for what you're doing, is the majority of guys were kind of the lower level and weren't able to go long periods of time without getting paid, where like a guy like, you know, Brady or Drew Brees or Peyton Manning, they could say, all right, we can hold out. We don't need to do this. Let's stand strong. But the majority of guys, well, guys are like, I need my money. Let's get a deal done. So I think the NFL owners knew that, and they were able to take advantage of that. How do you combat that?
Well, I think you do a couple different things. You, like we've done in the Teamsters Union, we have a $350 million strike fund that in the event that we have to take action, or I always say when a company puts themselves on strike because they don't want to give the people that make them profitable what they deserve, then, you know, you supplement their income with a strike fund. So I think
Curtis suggested we go on strike the other day around here.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm with you 100%.
Curtis, wasn't that you wanted free breakfast or something?
I wanted to maybe have like a night's stay near Fall River Thursday.
I think part of the issue is educating the new players coming in. I mean, look, you can say what you want. The big players making the big money, they might be the first ones across a picket line, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you have the lower level players, and I don't mean lower level ability, you make it there for 10 minutes, you've made it. You're a great player, as far as I'm concerned. But you got to educate these members, and you got to expose the finances of these franchises and these owners. I mean, they're making billions upon billions of dollars, and what are they reinvesting in the people that draw the crowds, that draw the money? And there's a lot of indirect spending as a result of what these players do. Yeah. So I think you've got to do a deep dive in their financials, be a little bit more sophisticated. We got a $30 billion deal with UPS covering 350,000 members, and how we did that was go into their finances, find out what they're paying their stockholders, people that have never paid, never touched a package, never delivered a package. So you know, you've got to be a little bit more smart, a little more sophisticated, but a little bit more patient, have programs in place that in the event there is a work stoppage that these players won't be desperate, they won't be compromised financially.
Well, so are you going to endorse, is the union going to endorse a presidential candidate?
So, ironically, I'm taking a little bit of heat for that because, you know, we're very inclusive, very transparent with our membership. So we have been doing polling, and obviously in light of the recent President Biden, who, by the way, has done a ton of stuff for us union-wise, fixed a bunch of pensions nationwide, done great. But, you know, the problem with this political party right now, both sides, is they think that you're beholden to them because you've done something for us in the past, right? That doesn't mean you're going to do something for us in the future. So, you know, I've been clear when I was at the Republican National Convention, I said, we're not beholden to any political party. We're beholden to the people that are going to support working people, working class America. So to your point, teams have historically never endorsed till after both conventions are concluded, and we're going to hold true. We're doing a polling right now of 1.6 million of our members and retirees because, you know, we're going to make a decision based upon their input. So,
have the Teamsters ever endorsed a Republican?
Oh, absolutely.
Reagan?
We endorsed Reagan. We endorsed George W. H. Bush.
George W. H. Bush.
And Nixon.
And Nixon.
Yeah.
That one didn't go so well.
No. But we've had better games.
All right. Anybody you want to say? I mean, I'm so glad you came by. And
no, listen, I appreciate it.
Any of the guys that are listening out on a job? I mean, we got a lot of union guys who listen to this radio show. Want to say hello to anybody specifically?
Just be loyal to your organizations and fight hard. That's all.
Okay. All right. And we'll get Curtis some sort of...
I can agree with half of that. I'll fight hard.
Get him a decent wage when he's on the back of the trash truck again with E.L. Harvey.
To be honest, Sean, I've had like a pain in my back ever since then.
So. I got a great workers' comp attorney, Brian Clardy, from Catches Law Group. Catches Law Group.
We love it.
Catches is the best. We love Catches.
I might need him after Friday.
We got you.
Oh, yeah. Can we force Wiggy to go? We're going to force Wiggy to go on the fastest boat in the world. It's called Outer Limits. It goes 180 miles per hour. Is it? Can we do that, or is that? Is he protected?
No, right? No. He needs to get some hazard pay.
Okay, that would be hazard pay.
Something goes wrong. hey, the lawyers will be calling up Odyssey like, my neck and my back.
What?
I need right. $500 million.
Sean O'Brien, great to see you. We will be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. Ah. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.